This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis vetoed more bills this year than he has in any previous year since taking office, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The governor stepped on some toes in his own party as he vetoed 10 different bills, ranging from restrictions on ticket resellers to rules about affordable housing and even tipping at businesses. That's twice as many vetoes as any previous session for him, but Polis told Colorado Matters that 10 is perfectly reasonable.
You know, if it gets up to where we're vetoing hundreds of bills each session, that's one thing. But if it's 30 or 40 or 10, I mean, that's just, we're looking at each individual bill and some are good and some are bad and assign the good ones and I veto the bad ones.
Back in 2005, Republican Governor Bill Owens rejected 47 measures that had passed out of the Democratic-controlled legislature. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado Springs will pay construction company GE Johnson nearly $3 million in a settlement, ending a lawsuit and countersuit about work on the Pikes Peak Summit complex. GE Johnson sued earlier this year, claiming Colorado Springs owed money for the more than $60 million project. The city fired back, calling the finished work unacceptable. The city says the settlement will come from revenues from business operations and not from taxpayer dollars. New numbers are out from the school reporting system Safe to Tell, and for the first time in 5 years, suicide threats was not the number one report. Bullying was the top complaint reported last month out of about 2,600 anonymous reports. The insects they call Mormon crickets are moving across northwest Colorado. That can be a problem for hay growers and a messy encounter for people on the road. The bugs can't fly. They walk to where they're going, sometimes in huge numbers. Linda Masters is with the CSU Extension Office for Rio Blanco County.
You drive along and then there's just a swarm of them going across the highway. I mean, they're crunching under your tires. And the road is actually red from squashed crickets.
The bugs who make it across the road can cover 25 miles in one season. Western Colorado and much of the state has the chance for rain this afternoon. This is CPR News.